After 40 years digging, the Mole Man is ordered to stop. From the outside, the house that stands at 121 Mortimer Road in Hackney, East London, looks no different to the thousands of other decrepit old buildings scattered across the country. The roof has nearly collapsed, three of the windows are boarded up, and the paint peels from the walls. But this is no ordinary house. Since the early 1960s, the man who owns and lives inside the £1 million Victorian property has been digging. No one knows exactly how far the network of tunnels underneath 75-year-old William Little's house stretch, but according to the council, which used ultrasound scanners to estimate the extent of the problem, almost half a century of digging dirt with a shovel and homemade pulley has hollowed out a web of tunnels and caverns some 8 metres deep, spreading up to 20 metres in every direction from his house. "I often used to joke that I expect him to come tunnelling up through the kitchen floor," said Mark Beeshan, who lives a few yards from Mr. Little's house. His wife Joy sees the serious side of the issue, however. "We moved in 6 years ago and we've been complaining to the council ever since," she said. "They had the nerve to tell us the house was structurally sound until 6 weeks ago, when the whole street lost power after he cut a 450-volt cable. Now, as a result of this incident, after 40 years of complaints, the council has admitted Mr. Little's quarrying has put the neighbourhood at risk. Last week, he was temporarily evicted in order to enable engineers to fill the holes with cement at an estimated cost of £100,000, for which Mr. Little will be billed. A spokesperson for the council said they had since offered Mr. Little temporary accommodation at a nearby hotel and removed 40 tons of excavated gravel and junk from his backyard. Structural engineers will descend into the dark labyrinth to gauge the full extent of the damage. For his part, William Little denied that he has burrowed under his neighbours' homes, although he admitted to more than 40 years of home improvements on his own land. He protested, saying that the council's efforts to prevent him from re-entering his property breached his human rights. "I first tried to dig a wine cellar, and then the cellar doubled and so on. But the idea I dug tunnels under other people's houses is rubbish. I just have a big cellar." In 2001, the pavement in front of Mr. Little's house collapsed, yielding a wide gash in the road. "You could see all the tunnels sprawling out all over the place inside. It was crazy," said one woman who lives nearby. "We don't wish the man any harm," said William Legg, 76, a retired civil servant. "He's a hard-working man. He just doesn't use his energy in the right way. Everyone around here just wants to see the place made safe." But no one in the community, even those who remember Mr. Little first purchased the house in the 1960s, can answer the question on everyone's lips. Why does he do it? In all his years of digging, though, Mr. Little has never offered a straight answer.